Hey everyone, welcome back to Legends of Podcasting. I'm Stuart.
I'm Ross.
I'm Rob.
And I'm Liam.
And we're here for this week's episode of Superman and Lois. So guys, last week's episode,
It's a
season
finale, wasn't
finale.
it? Yep.
Season finale
Could
worth.
have been the season finale easily.
Yeah. I mean, all the stuff we thought was going to happen in the season finale happened last week. So we had the big reveal of who Morgan Edge was, his half-brother Tal Rowe, who's a completely new character. I googled it afterwards. He doesn't exist. And his parents were Zeta Roe and Lara. No, Lara Zor-El? Lara something. God, I can never remember what her name is. Lara. Anyways.
I've
Anyway,
forgotten.
it's fine. Anyway, no one cares. We'll just get slated in the comments. It's fine. So, yeah. Anyway, and then we sort of found out what the machine was that was changing all the people, which is the Eradicator. Which is a great little
Sounds
nod
like
to.
if I'm going to build a computer, I'm not going to call it the Eradicator because I want it to save my data. I don't particularly want it to.
This is a computer for hope. We've
It's
got it
like,
the Eradicator.
what's this device you've got for storing paper files? I call it the paper shredder.
But yeah, then yeah, as I say, Morgan Edge activated all the other Kryptonians. Superman had to do some awesome Superman stuff. And save the world as he always does, but using him himself and the others as a sun powered sun. And then I had that awesome moment with him talking to his mum as well. So, I
Yeah,
mean,
which that was very cool.
so I mean,
So
guys,
yeah, we saw the
where do
mum
we go
go
from
into
here?
Lana. So yeah, where do we go from here? So it's interesting what we've had now because we've had Steel and we've got Superboy, and then hearing the word Eradicator put in there does sound like Reign of the Supermen kind of thing
Yeah.
we've got going on here, which is cool.
Especially if this drained Superman who's at the fortress is going to have to go into stasis to get his solar power back, maybe in a black suit. Yeah, just saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's one of the things that's interesting. So Eradicator is, we all know that that's the character from the Reign of the Superman storyline, Death and Return of Superman. But I think we're all kind of surprised to see that that was the name given to the device. But it is a device in the comics. Going back, you'll go back to the issues in the mid-80s is when it was introduced as an actual device, one of the last relics of Krypton, and it holds all of the knowledge of Krypton. It was originally developed as a weapon, but then it could do a lot of good. And there is a moment in the storyline where you've back when he gets that device, where it works well for Superman because he is a Kryptonian, so it can do more and it's got a lot more power to it. It's capable of a lot more things. Superman was really beaten up, really bruised, and in really poor shape, but by holding the Eradicator, it was able to re kind of like get him back to full strength. Get him, he was in different clothes and it puts him back into his proper Superman costume and he feels stronger than he ever was before. So and it's also able to teleport him to other places. So he's off elsewhere in the galaxy, and using that, he's able to get back to Earth as well. So the Eradicator as a device is capable of a whole lot of stuff. But one of the things that also happens in the storylines with the Eradicator device is it also because it wants to continue the heritage of Krypton. It then, with Superman, manages to suppress his humanity in him and make the Kryptonian side of him take over. So he ends up just 100% Kryptonian, doesn't really care about the human race much anymore, and he changes his like identity. He's not Superman.
So red kryptonite.
Well, that sounds like the black suit Superman from Steel's Earth.
Yeah.
It could well be that kind of a thing, and that's why I thought that this is relevant stuff like to bring
Yeah.
up here. Because we know that he's now beaten up. He's at the Fortress of Solitude. We know that if we're going by the comics, that device is capable of rebuilding him. But we know that he tried to destroy the device. One of the things we also know in the comics is Superman, at a point, he realized the Eradicator device is this terrible thing, needs to be destroyed, and he throws it into the sun, as you do. And but you can't destroy it. It turns into energy, takes a humanoid form, comes back to Earth as a, the first humanoid version of an Eradicator character.
Or nuclear and so, man.
Or nuclear man.
Watch out for my fingernails.
So we know from that, if we're going by the comics, the Eradicator can't be destroyed. Mm-hmm. So with that, if we've got that knowledge in mind, now that Superman's got that at the fortress, it could perhaps help him get back to health, but in doing so, maybe he loses his humanity in the process, and that is how we get that black suit Superman.
It's interesting you say that, because the one thing I thought that was different between this Earth and the one that John Henry Irons comes from is the family, Lois and the kids. So there's that tie, there's that human connection to tie him down that was stopping him from going rogue. Whereas the reason why our John Henry's Superman went a bit quicker or went down that route or never turned back was because he never had Lois, he never had the kids, he never had the family element of time to the humanity side of his aspect.
Yeah. Which would mean if it was to do a similar thing to what we've had in the comics, maybe that human connection is what brings him back to being Superman again. So, don't know. It's interesting. I mean, one thing's for sure, this show's been completely original in its approach to everything. So what I've just said is just what happened in the comics. It's not to say that that's what they'll do.
I kind of want to see Jordan stepping up and going, well, don't know where Dad is. World needs a Superman. I found his leather jacket in my cupboard. I'm just going to put this on. You know.
Well, Lois wears a leather jacket, doesn't
it?
Put those shades on from last episode. It'd be so good. Total disguise. No one will ever recognize him.
I really hope he does put on shades and a leather jacket. Yeah. That would be so cool.
At some point, I'm really cool in it, yeah. Also, like, one thing in the last episode that sort of jumped out at me as well was when they spoke about when Clark spoke to his mum, and it was about why is there only a crystal of Dad or like Jor-El in the ship. And she was like, oh, Zeta Rose stole my one. I kind of think you wouldn't use that as a throwaway line. Says that's got to be somewhere. So whether Morgan, like, Taro's...
I think that's where he's going now, right?
Yeah. Ral's got it, yeah. Or, I don't know. It's going to be interesting to find out. Maybe
it's
Zeta
interesting
Rose.
How he got hold of that as well, though.
Yeah.
So, yeah, be interesting.
So, and what we focused on Taro, the fact that he had the matrixy thing in the back of his head when he came out of his pod, do you think that that's just norm for people who were grown properly on Krypton, or is he Cyborg Superman?
If we hadn't have seen the shot of him landing and then the British shooting him,
yep,
I would have assumed that the Eradicator's already like been created and he is the Eradicator. Would be my guess if I hadn't have seen that shot of him landing on
Of irking our fellow countrymen. It's a traditional Yorkshire greeting, that. So
get off my land. Let's just get on with it, boys.
I know, we wait this week. And just before we jump into this episode of Superman Lois, I just want to make you aware that we've got a Patreon set up for the channel. So if you want to see the full reaction of this episode, as well as the rest of this season, as well as all the other shows we react to, please come up to our Patreon, come support the channel. We really do appreciate it, and you'll find all our full reactions there. So let's do it!
Oh, wow, starting off straight here.
Oh, this is when he was younger.
Flashback.
Making the fortress.
Oh, I was going to throw it just like in Superman 1.
Oh, man, that'd be so good. Oh, this is going to be a whole flashback episode.
It might be.
What am I supposed to do now?
Throw it.
In the Christopher Reeve one, it always used to confuse me that crystal was green, because I thought it was kryptonite when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go!
That's good. Right here!
He's even wearing a similar outfit! Because
he had
a red and black fleecy top. The music.
Henry Cavill.
You're standing too close. Get back.
Jesus! Get up! Super speed!
He's fine, he can take it.
Buried under avalanche.
Nice. Why is that? It's sort of hidden as well, isn't it? It's not like a big ice school fortress.
Makes sense.
It's just missing a giant golden key.
It's a satellite, so I'm going to be able to pick it up.
How was the giant key made?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's well cool.
Little thing on the side. My son.
The day has finally come.
Oh, my God, so many goosebumps. It's
such joy to see you here. You are my son.
Oh,
so cool. Oh, that's man.
Great. Tearing up already.
Yeah.
What is all this?
You were born on the planet Krypton. Your true name is Kal, the last son from the House of El.
Aww.
The endless energy.
The skin, amazing. Bones,
muscles, all capable.
That's how it should have been done in the old power. Movies.
How do you jump? It looks so good.
It's great.
Jump.
That speed. You will learn.
Oh, it's aging.
Oh, that was great. That was really good.
Nice transition.
Go. Reconnect with the world. Open your heart to them. Find out why you wish to be their champion.
Oh, they're giving us an origin
story. Martha! Oh, yeah. No, Martha! How many years has he been gone?
She's going to knit him his costume. She's going to make his first costume for him.
I did not expect this episode to do this.
Yeah. Come on, I need a hero.
Oh, Bonnie Tyler.
There's someone I need to see first.
Lana. Oh, no. I need Lana as well.
She already married to her hubby.
Yeah. Harry Potter, double feature.
Nice.
Yeah, you were gone too long, Clark.
Oh, no.
Oh.
That's heartbreaking.
I'm sorry, Clark. There's something I want to show you.
She's made his costume.
Please. Yes!
Glasses.
That's a cape.
So I made this.
She's already costume for the first episode.
Yeah, he said, thanks, my mum made it for me.
So is that him green catching that car? Literally the first thing he's going to do?
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Something on the chest, I think.
Yeah!
Knowledge Avenue.
It's just like Earth
do
One.
Do you know where Miller's Avenue is?
Ring cup.
Yeah!
Oh, God, that's awesome.
Telephone booth! Telephone booth! Oh, no.
I
was going to do the show.
Oh, but still, this is cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Do the first thing he ever does as Superman.
Looks so good.
There you go, friend. Mm.
Thanks. Cool costume.
Thanks. My mom made it for me.
so wholesome that.
Oh yeah!
Yes.
To the sky.
He flew.
Flew, you know, like a bird or a plane or whatever.
So well written.
He looked like a guy in a cape that was flying.
This isn't a resume. It's a cry for help. Oh, health insurance or overtime? Not a problem. And you have to pick up my dry clean every Thursday. Yeah, absolutely. Yes, sir.
That plays Clark Kent thing
so
well.
So good as Clark. Friends, yeah. People in
Metropolis. Who told you to wear a tie? Let me guess, Lombard?
I've never met a Lois before. Actually, there was my first grade teacher, Lois Hannigan, so I guess technically... Oh, technically you'd be the second.
A little bit from the first episode.
My favorite teacher. Yeah. She taught me about fractions and cursive. Saved the boat sinking up Hobbs River. Jimmy even got a photo. This is my Pulitzer Lane.
It's Jimmy. It's Jimmy. Yeah. Where is he?
These lightning bolts.
Nazi symbols. They've been popping up all over Lower Metropolis, along with a rash of...
Wasn't that Vandal Savage used that in the future?
Yeah, I think so.
Do you have any idea who's...
Well, it counts some Justice psycho in a metal mask and a trench coat.
Psycho in a metal mask and a trench coat.
I didn't know about this.
It's my point exactly. I have been covering this for months, only my reporting keeps getting drowned out by everyone's favorite Miracle Man.
I think he called it Superman.
How can I help?
Just arrested.
Ross Kemp.
It looked like him, didn't it?
Really like Ross Kemp.
It looked like it.
She's wearing very similar outfits to Margot Kidder in the first movie.
Yeah.
This is our guy. I can feel it.
Intergang.
Yeah.
You're really good at this. I'd rather be here.
For the story or the company?
Ooh.
Oh.
I feel like that's a trick question.
It is.
Damn.
Feel that chemistry. She been kidnapped or something?
A contact at the library called back. That's some guy who works at a hardware store.
Henry Miller.
Henry Miller?
Done nothing wrong.
They don't belong here.
Oh, it's him.
This isn't track and field, Kent.
That was cool.
I'm the bad guy.
That's him right here.
I'm the damn hero.
That's cool.
That's really cool.
I think she sees right through him. It's like, that's Kent.
Nah.
She's not looking at his face. That's also what Supergirl had in the F2 symbol on her chest as well. Grenade!
Oh.
He's going to catch both.
Oh, nice.
How'd you know about this?
What was that?
That was interesting.
I've been reading your reports on the
planet. Got me Taro, right? Watching him.
Your hearing?
Oh, my super hearing.
We haven't formally met. I'm Lois Lane.
It's nice to meet you, Miss Lane.
Mr. Metropolis. Red and blue man.
Oh, I'm sure you'll come up with something.
Who was that?
Superman.
Yeah, damn right it is.
Who was that figure? Shady
figure. Oh yeah, I don't know.
Welcome to Tower Row, right? Has to be.
I'm Lois Lane. Daily Planet News.
First on-camera interview is. I appreciate you agreeing.
Krypton was destroyed. The pod that allowed me to escape crashed here on Earth.
Where exactly on Earth?
That's not something I'm ready to reveal yet.
The assumption is that it was somewhere in the U.S.
Well, don't assume that just because I'm speaking English.
You speak multiple languages. Is that also a superpower?
No. Just curiosity about the world. I study their languages.
How many languages?
All of them.
All of them.
Yeah.
I'd like to think everything good and decent. Truth.
Truth. Justice.
The American way.
Hey!
I think someone's just trying to get me to admit I was raised here.
Yeah, and you, I dream of having someone look at me like that. It's basically how all my favorite movies end.
Janet, he's Superman. It's part of his whole shtick. He looks at people in a nice way.
Okay.
And he can hear you.
Listen to me.
And you need to bring your A game if you want to go out with the world's most eligible bachelor. I am not interested. I'm in love with someone else. Clark from the paper. We've been dating for a couple months. I know he's dorky, but I love him.
He's gonna tell.
Hey, random Superman question. He wouldn't happen to have super hearing?
Hi.
I'm nervous.
I think you got nervous.
What's your mom?
I should meet the mom. You gonna propose to her now? Or do you think he's gonna wait a while?
Well, he does it in front of the fortress, doesn't he? Mm.
She's wonderful. Yeah.
But he has to tell her.
It took you so long to bring her here.
Yeah, brought her here to tell her who I really am.
Yeah.
Oh,
sweet.
Are you sure?
There was no going back after the first time I saw her.
I'm so happy for you, Clay.
What a line.
Everything's perfect, dear. Just perfect.
She's a really good Martha.
Follow me.
Mm.
Want to show you something?
Oh.
All the casting on this is brilliant.
Yeah. It's a little bit from the first episode.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's all these little human moments that's going to keep him grounded, I think.
Yeah.
Mm.
This might be a weird time to say it, but
Can't wait to tell my dad about the wedding.
Yeah, he's so excited. I mean,
need you to get out of here now, son.
Father, what's happening?
Go.
The hell?
What?
Is he in VR?
The hell? Yeah, is he in some sort of made-up?
Hey, babe.
He's reliving his life.
Yeah, this is all. We weren't even trying. He's at the fortress.
Yeah, in some kind of pod.
Three pregnancies. It's just more okay.
Twins.
Looks like you two are going to have twins.
What? Are you sure?
Ooh, is that a, you know?
Very.
Seeing the figure again.
It's Jor-El, isn't it? Trying to break through.
Or it's someone's at the fortress.
Yeah.
Is it Tal Ro?
Do you reckon the Eradicator is trying to like read his mind and copy it so that he could become?
Interesting.
Just talking to nobody.
Yeah. Taking his consciousness.
Yeah, he's stepped out of the memory now.
Jor-El trying to break
through. Oh, no, it's a reflection. It was Tal Ro.
Yeah. Time full of memories. There is none more special than becoming a father.
You're doing great. We're almost there. 27 hours later.
27? Jesus.
You did it.
Oh, he's read it. Yeah, he knows it. He knows who he is.
Yeah, he knows his identity, everything now.
Jordan and Jonathan Kent, the twin sons of Lois and Superman.
No, please, they're just babies.
I would never harm a newborn. Teenage boys, on the other hand.
Oh, no way.
It's a different matter entirely.
He was there the whole time.
It's good you're awake, Kal-El. Now you and I can discuss the terms of your surrender.
God damn it.
Motherfucker.
To extort me?
No, Kal. To understand you. To understand what possible reason you could have to betray your heritage. To think it was all for a human family.
You know nothing about them.
I know enough. I will destroy their lives by taking that thing you hold so dear, your secret, and shouting it for all the world to hear. Superman has a family.
No!
Join me. Of your own free will.
Or what?
I can't let you do this.
Then I will make you suffer.
No!
No!
Bad,
no!
Son.
No! Kill Jor-El.
Destroy the fortress!
Oh, yeah.
God.
You are my life's greatest disappointment, Kal-El. All my life, I dreamt of having a brother. You reject me!
Oh! Jesus.
Is he gonna pick up the Eradicator? It's gonna end. Oh,
thank God. This head of stubborn head of mine refusing to listen.
So an apology.
Probably the same for them, you know? With us, seems like families are always lying to each other, which is pretty messed up. Is it cool if I have a moment alone with Jordan?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Wingman out of here. He's been lying to her as well.
Yeah.
So no, I was really scared.
Oh, he's here! Target acquired.
Mission success.
Oh no.
Oh.
Tal Ro gonna come in and take him away.
Lois. Hold on.
Apology, come on.
Just, I wanted to apologize to you.
Yeah, down straight car.
Yeah, for the way I've treated you this whole time.
I think he still has the Kryptonian in him.
You think?
Nah, really?
Yeah, because he was in that box. I think he was shielded in some capacity.
So,
I think it's going to come back out.
Really, I'm happy for you, sweetie, but now that you have a girl,
Tal Ro's about to show up.
Have a little chit chat with you about what we expect.
They're coming.
No, that's not.
Your father won't be returning anytime soon, which is why Uncle Morgan decided to come
here. Oh, no!
When I left him, he was a crumpled heap in his little ice castle. Peculiar place to build a fortress. I chose the desert. Like to feel the sun on my face.
Go on, Jordan.
Leave. Now!
Jordan, stop!
I see your son's inherited your false bravado.
Oh!
Wow.
Oh.
Jordan,
Let them go. This is between you and me.
I'm afraid we've passed that point, Miss Lane. Let them live long enough to watch you die.
Oh shit.
Oh. Hey!
I'll do whatever you ask.
Oh no. Jesus.
Pledge to me that you
Neil.
Will
it.
I was gonna say it.
No.
Is this what he did in Steel's Earth and he controls it?
Take a good look at the man you knew. Because it will be your last.
Oh no, shit.
He was right.
Oh, he sees Fortress.
So what's he gonna do to
him? Fortress of evil too.
I think he's gonna mind control him or do something like he. And that's what happened to Steel's Earth. Are we gonna see him build his fortress with the crystal?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
So he's dead?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
What year is it on this Earth?
By their measurements, 1987.
And the Eradicator, you possess it?
Not yet.
Did I birth a fool for a son?
Oh,
your mission was simple. The first lesson is the measure of pain. Its application being a tool of great strategic value.
Oh, he's an absolute arsehole. Great.
Oh, pray that you be able to withstand it.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Jesus.
Here he is, Father.
Son of Jor-El. The worst of Krypton.
You don't have to do this.
See how he begs. His own weakness never stamped out.
This might be the greatest episode I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah. It's just
phenomenal.
I don't know what's going to happen.
Tell you, the Eradicator is going to go inside of Kal-El.
Wait, the Eradicator just went into the cave wall.
Mm. Yeah.
It's going to change him into something else.
You're calling it Dad.
Dad, we got a problem. Or John Henry Irons.
John, it's happening.
Yeah.
I think Superman's been turned.
Shit. Fuck.
Oh, my word, man. Woohoo.
I honestly don't know what to say. I'm just, that was so good.
I don't know about the Eradicator, but I've got an erection.
Oh man,
that was phenomenal television,
man.
Mm-hmm.
The first half is everything I've ever wanted.
Yeah. What an origin story told so well
and looks beautiful.
Yeah,
as has always been the case with this show. It's so cinematic, so well done, man.
Hats off to the writers, everyone involved with that.
Yeah. Everyone,
so good.
And then it being a twist that is actually like Morgan Edge or Tara.
Reading his memories.
Yeah. Just reading his memories, finding out who he is. What a horrible man that guy. Well, although
a great way of working in the origin story into the show without doing it in such an obvious, overdone way.
Yeah.
That was.
It's like we don't need to see that at the start of the show because we know who he is, but seeing these versions come together over their lives, it's
And it works much more sense when you've got to know the characters in this version.
Yeah.
And you go back to see it just makes so much more
like
sense.
The reason why she fell for Clark was that he helped her. He was the only one in the office that was interested in helping her with her story rather than for chasing Superman.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh yeah, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
And the whole thing of him coming back and seeing, because you never see that in the, well, you see it kind of a little bit in the Man of Steel, but he comes back and says, like, I know who I am. But then he actually goes, I'm going to go and find Lana. And she's moved on. And he's just like, oh, that was heartbreaking. Oh. You can kind of see why Morgan Edge or like Tal Rowe is such a fucking evil bastard, because his dad's some absolute twat.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Interestingly, so Tal Rowe, when he was talking to his dad, his dad made reference to a weakness for Morgan H. Tal Rowe, as well as he did for Superman. For Superman, for Tal Rowe, it wasn't it along the lines of like his dependency on other people, asking if anyone else has been sent. So I wonder if that's going to be something that comes back, is that his instinct is to be too reliant on other people.
I think it may be because he was sort of really big ever since he's revealed who he says. He goes like, "You're my brother, and I've like opened my like hand to you, and you've turned it down," kind of thing. So I think that's hinting back to that he wants that those other Kryptonians with him.
And the reason why, maybe so he in a way, Kryptonians out of the Eradicator.
And actually, Morgan Edge made the point of saying that Superman has already agreed. He is already
compliant.
Yeah, he's already compliant, so you don't need to do any more. So maybe, in a way, Tal Rowe actually just genuinely wants Kal-El to be a brother to him.
Well, he said that in the Fortress. He was like, "Yeah, all I wanted was a family, and you've disappointed me." He was smacking him down, and it's like,
Yeah.
Because he obviously hasn't rid himself of that dependency or that need to feel the connection that Superman obviously has with his wife and kids. You know, he wants that
family. And his dad as well, and Jor-El. Like, oh. He's quite hypocritical of him. He goes, "I'm not going to argue with a shadow, but he'll listen to one in his fortress." But yeah. I can't believe he broke Jor-El's freaking crystal.
Which, along those lines, so he broke Jor-El's crystal. So Superman's dad's crystal is now destroyed, but we know that there's a mum crystal. Yeah. So that has to be how the fortress is rebuilt at a point.
So does he bring the crystal there every time? From his ship, I'm assuming he must do.
I think he keeps it in the ship for safety.
Because then Jordan picked it up, didn't he? So that's fine. Yeah. Makes sense. But yeah, it's just such a great story. Like we all know the origin. It's like it's like one of the Spider-Man origin, like two of the most well-known origins ever. Mm. I've seen it so many times, but it was just done so well.
Still done with a fresh page.
It really was.
Like the just running
in a fresh way, whilst also still having echoes of you know what we've seen before, so it felt familiar.
Well, you've got the running to the phone booth, him acting like the bumbling clerk, like you said, just Lois looking a bit like Margot Kidder in some scenes, was harking back to the Superman, the Richard Donner Superman.
Yeah, him wearing the similar suit to the young actor that played Christopher Reeve's version.
Yeah,
you got the crystal, which is kind of similar. Mm. You got his mum making the suit and giving it to him in a vision kind of thing.
Oh, it's so good.
There's nothing to complain about with that episode.
No. I'll be honest with you. I think I preferred when he was running out of the fortress and testing his battle. I think I preferred that over the Man of Steel one.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
There was more joy, especially when he was flying for the first time. It was like the joy on his face, and he's like.
Out of the animated series of Superman, I always liked it where he was learning to fly for the first time, where he's like running through the fields, and then he jumps over that big canyon, and then he turns around and goes, "Wait a minute," runs back over it, and then flies, and then he's enjoying flying with the birds and everything. And he kind of got that sense when he was running really fast.
It's one of the things in BVS that got me was when they take him into the courthouse to talk to him. Luther blows it up, spoilers. But like, I always wanted to see that version of Superman talk to the public and explain who he is and why he's doing what he's doing, and having him sit down with Lois in a really comfortable news setting, like having an interview back and forth. I thought, that's what it was missing.
Him finding out that she actually liked Clark more.
It's like, you know, he's got super hearing, right? And he's just sitting there going, yeah. It's like
that was so cool to see that they did the video news version of the Daily Planet, because was that early 90s or late 80s? I feel like it was over the end of the 80s, early 90s when that happened.
Because
makes a bit more sense in a paper nowadays, doesn't it?
Because Morgan said to his father it was 1987, and he must have been about 18 then. So when he was first create the fortress, so you spoil that on about 10, 20 years. Yeah, you must be in the early, late 90s. So
So in I could be wrong, but I think in the comics, the switching over to the TV news is after Morgan Edge takes over the Daily Planet. Am I right on that? No. I seem to recall that being one of the changes that Morgan Edge does in the comics. Mm. But I don't know if that has any weight on the show at all. Yeah. Just I've always liked when they've done that. They did that bit in the comics. So that was really cool to see in the show.
I mean, I guess the only other question is like, what happens next? I mean,
you got Superman has to be the Eradicator now, right?
I guess they must have overridden him with the at least one.
That Eradicator went into the wall of the cave, and its power was then injected down onto him. Yeah, is that what we think happened?
I don't know. I kind of thought the Eradicator got empowered.
We saw the beam go down on
Morgan Edge.
On Morgan Edge before Tal Rowe, yeah, before he had the Eradicator. So that beam isn't necessarily the Eradicator, but we did see the Eradicator go into the wall.
Yeah, yeah.
So in theory, it could be then it plugged into the beam.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, by all accounts, it does seem like this version of Superman we're now getting is the Eradicator.
Mm-hmm. And that is what happened in Steel's universe as well.
Yeah.
Yep. Maybe even faster if he didn't have the family thing to go down.
Yeah. Maybe he was with Tal Rowe the whole time. Mm.
Yeah, yeah. I was kind of thinking he probably didn't.
Because you never saw him in Steel's flashback to anything.
It's a fair point. If he was lonely as well, looking for family, and didn't have Lois to fall back on, and then another Kryptonian shows up and goes, "Hey, you're my brother," he's going to be like, "Fucking eight, I've got family, brilliant." And then quickly spiral downhill from there. So,
yeah. Or maybe in that universe, Morgan Edge didn't, because obviously he got captured and he escaped. Then he's then made his fortress.
Mm.
Maybe in that version, he never escapes. And then the government kill him, because they think he's a threat. Kal-El then later on finds out that he had a brother and he got killed by humans. So he's like, right. And then he finds his crystal, talks to his father, Taro's father, and then does what Morgan Edge is doing in this universe.
Mm.
I can see that happening.
Yeah, makes sense.
Or it could be it's a very similar story happening in both. It's just because he doesn't have a family, because John Henry Irons marries Lois.
Yeah.
It just happens a little bit earlier. But either way, it's very interesting to what's going to happen.
I wonder if we'll get so we saw Jonathan see the video of Lois get killed by Superman.
Mm-hmm.
On the rooftop. I wonder if we'll get a similar repeat of that scene at the end, where we'll have Lois and then we'll have evil Eradicator Superman
and you'll have Jonathan Jordan watching it on the telly
or be there in person seeing it, but then Superman coming face to face with Lois and Lois talk to him or whatnot will be the where we get that connection back to his humanity, to bring him back out of it.
So do you reckon we'll see kind of the end of the world with like Superman destroying, or him and Taro sort of conquering the world?
Because in Steel's universe there was that army of Kryptonians.
Yeah, but it's just going to be them too now, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Because we don't know what their end goal is now, do we? Because you felt like back in Steel's one, it was probably them trying to rebuild Krypton on.
They've still got the Eradicator, so maybe it's possible.
They need the humans that have been exposed to its kryptonite to make the transition work. So I guess they could kidnap the whole of Smallville's population.
And enslave them. Yeah. Yeah, I can see that happening. Yeah.
Or maybe some of the people aren't completely free of the Kryptonians in them and they're just dormant.
Hmm.
Or now that they know of him and everything that's happened, because he's already tried it once and failed, that they won't be complacent now and they won't be able to get their army.
Hmm.
Yeah, maybe.
Did you when you saw his father with the hologram? What's his name?
Was it Zeta Ro?
Yeah. When he had the long white hair, I instantly just went straight to the animated and the 80s version of Doomsday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I was like, holy cow. And then when he was like telling him, and then we're going to teach you pain and then start and then the beam came down, I thought, hold on, he's not going to try making it to Doomsday, is he? Doomsday in it as well.
That could be the end game for the show, is that Tal Rowe's trump card. I'm going to release this Kryptonian monster that I found, and then Superman goes toe-to-toe with him, breaks out of his hold, gets killed, and then that's where we get the Eradicator and Superboy and all that stuff coming into the end of the show.
Oh, could you imagine if we got that?
If that's the cliffhanger for the end of the season.
the end of the cliffhanger is just literally a piece of dirt and then a fist coming through the air.
That would be so good.
Yeah.
I could
when you had that at the end of Krypton season one, I think it was, and you got the bang on the thing.
Yeah.
Oh, but coming out of the earth.
Yeah.
I mean, I could see Zeta Ro being one of the scientists that created Doomsday.
Mm-hmm.
because he seems to be
an evil prick.
Because he's a
yeah, he really is. He's like, yeah. Oh, son, how you doing?
Especially right, when he's like son of Jor-El, like the worst part of Krypton. Like, have you looked at yourself in the mirror?
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
You don't need love, son. Just destroy the earth.
Like, I know. You said last week, Russ. I was like, oh, I can't believe she left him and stuff. I can see why why his mum left him. Like,
yeah.
He was an absolute prick.
It's possible. Yeah. Maybe you think that Zeta Ro might have been on Zod's side during the rebellion. That's
I think it was just his own level of crazy. Yeah. I think. Oh man.
I mean, I don't know if I could take it if like Superman tries to kill his own family.
Oof. No, I know. John Henry Irons is going to have to help.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And who else? You need someone else to help. Because there's no way that he can take one.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't seem to do a lot against Tal Rho then, did he?
Well, that's the thing. Like, he needs to go to the fortress and be trained like Kal-El was.
That's been destroyed.
But, Jor-El's been destroyed now.
Mm. And the fortress are pretty...
So that's it. So maybe the boys are able to get hold of somehow through Lois investigating the other crystal. Yeah. They're able to get it from Morgan Edge somehow, and then the boys make the trek to the Fortress of Solitude, put it in, and then he gets trained by the mum.
That's gonna be a hell of a long time while Superman's evil though to be able to get trained.
But they also already made a point that Jordan has mastered his powers faster than Kal-El did. Yeah. So we've already, that was already covered when he first got his powers and first went to the fortress. So in theory, he could learn to master his powers a lot quicker.
I would not be surprised if they do Doomsday at the end of this and he snaps back to himself fighting the monster that's wrecking the planet up. You know, that's where I think they're going with that. Why else would you set up the other, you know, the Superman?
I love this theory, but technically they haven't set up the other Superman. We're just theorizing about it. It's not like they've said, you're Superboy, you're the Eradicator, you're Sub Superman. So,
but
like,
we know we have a Superboy, and we have Steel.
We have Steel. I wouldn't say we've got a Superboy. He's useless at the moment. I mean, I wouldn't trust him to save anything. We definitely got a steal.
If we get the start of season two and there's an Australian Lex that crashes himself in a helicopter, fakes his own death, then we're on, game on, boys.
I was going to say, you were saying who else could possibly help against an army of supermen. We've got one other guy on the planet that can build mech suits. Let's go get Lex.
I mean,
you've got Supergirl as well.
John Diggle's going to be showing up, right? So maybe he'll actually have a Green Lantern ring this time. That'd be pretty sweet.
Well, from what we know about it, is just that his crossover story arc is the fact that he has he's got a decision to make,
and
he has to deal with the repercussions of not making a decision on that. So everything we know suggests that he got the ring, he didn't accept it, but he's carrying the ring around with him. So I just don't think we're going to see him as Green Lantern during the episodes. We're going to see him talk about becoming a Green Lantern.
Yeah, I can see that whatever show he's in last, is he just puts the ring on and flies off.
I was going
to
say,
he's Otto Oa.
Or I see, like, we see him put the ring on and off camera, you see the people that look at him and there's a green glow that they're, like, showered in, and then they look up as he flies. We don't get a good shot of him.
It's interesting you say that he refused the ring, if you didn't know what it was, that if it crash-landed on Earth looking for somebody with strong willpower and Hal Jordan was in the neighbourhood, and then it was like, oh, he was the first call, but he refused it, so it went to Hal, and now Hal's missing, and it's come back to him because he was the first pick.
Ooh. Okay, cool.
That could be cool.
The guy gone and said, no, I'll take it. Yeah.
No!
It's on the HBO show.
But that's a different show. Different show for another time.
Yeah. Another week, we've got to wait.
Oh, damn.
It's only, episode 11?
How many episodes left?
There's 15 in total, right? Is that right?
15 or 16, I think. Yeah.
Four left, I think.
Bloody hell.
Ramping up. And we thought last episode was the season finale.
Yeah. This has to be the best TV show, possibly TV show period. that has ever been made.
No, you can't make Superman into a TV. Yes, you fucking can.
Yeah.
We can never do a Batman show.
Now we've seen this.
The thing is, I hope that even like now, but definitely when the season ends, that the word of mouth gets out that this show, as long as it finishes off really good, that everybody watches it and the ratings just go, because I don't think it's that high, is it? It's getting quite a lot of ratings, but it's not massive.
It was keeping good ratings until they had the mid-season break due to the COVID thing, and then CW stupidly didn't announce it was coming back, so most people wasn't aware. And then it went really low in ratings. But if you look at the ratings again, it's been climbing every episode back up to over a million views.
Yeah, but it's nowhere near the first season of Flash. Mm. Nowhere near.
But the thing to think about as well, though, is that this is both HBO Max and CW. Mm-hmm. So the only the ratings you're seeing is CW. You're not seeing the ratings from HBO Max.
True.
So you're getting it on there as well. So, HBO Max is proven to be a really popular platform.
Everybody watches it and it carries on for years. Is what I want.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
As long as it keeps this level of writing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's
phenomenal. You think back of all the other CW shows, man, and they're just not a patch on this. Even though, the first season of Flash was really good, it's not as good as this.
No, it's another level. Number three level, 3 to 10 levels above it.
Some would say it's super. Bad pun.
Metropolis Man, out. Red and Blue Man.
So good that the first half, man. I think I smiled all the way through that, crying. So good.
Yeah. It's just the cast as well. Like I wasn't really a big fan of him as Superman.
Mm. Yeah, I wanted Brandon Ralph and his wife.
He smashed it now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And her as Lois as well. She's really, they just got it. Mm. They really do have this chemistry, and I totally just buy it.
Yeah.
This is so good. Everyone involved in this, amazing. It's so rare to have a show that we can say that about.
Yeah. Normally there's always that little thing where you're like, oh man, why have they done that? And it's just, there's not that.
Yeah.
I think we'll leave it there. Yeah. Just in awe of the show. So guys, that was episode 11 of Superman and Lois. And what an episode it was. Which means you think you can't get better, you're going to smash out another episode. So I'd love to know your thoughts on the episode, what you think is going to happen in the final four episodes of the series. Don't forget, if you want to see the full reaction of this episode, as well as all the rest of this season, as well as all the other shows reacted, we have a Patreon set up. Come and support the channel. Find all our full reactions there. We're also on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Links are in the description below for them. And we also do a podcast as well. So anyway, you listen to podcasts, type in Legends of Podcasting, find us there, listen to us, and we'll see you for next week's episode of Superman and Lois.